In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
And we welcome our guests who are visiting with us today. I think we're all getting ready to approach the Holy Feast of the Nativity of our Lord, and certainly this is one of the busiest of times, and I know that for us here in this parish, this is the busiest of weeks, because we have not only the Feast of St. Nicholas, we have our special parish feast today that we commemorate the saint, and then also we've had our cookie festival and the holiday market, and just so a lot of things going on. And that's just here in the church, and I'm sure that each of you in your own individual lives have a lot of things that that are making life very busy this time. And yet we know that in our hearts this really is a time of preparation. It's a time of preparation spiritually for the feast itself. And we have this story of the wonderful parable that the Lord gives to us today to speak to us about being ready to come to the feast and being ready to enter in. And whenever that invitation goes out, so that we'll be ready to go, we'll be responsive when the Lord calls us to himself. We hear this, actually we didn't hear today in the gospel story, the line that begins right before the parable. There's a man who comes up to Jesus and he says, "Blessed is the one who sits at the banquet of the kingdom of heaven." And so the Lord then, as a response to that command or that comment, then tells this parable. And the purpose of the Lord's telling the parable is to show us that the banquet of the kingdom is not like an earthly banquet. It's not like a Christmas party. That's not what it's like. That's not what the kingdom of heaven is like or what it's about. And so he tells this story of those people who reject the invitation to come to his great feast that is prepared by the Master. Sometimes I wonder if we have too many banquets. We have too many invitations. We can't sort them all out. We have too many things to do. We are too busy. So busy that we miss the important invitation and we accept the unimportant ones. We miss the important things in life, the important moments, the important call that comes to us quietly, spiritually, because we're out chasing after the things that we chase after. Oxen that needed to be tested, or as it says, "I was just married, so therefore I cannot come. I cannot be entering into this spiritual banquet because I've got these earthly things I want to do. I have some land, and therefore I have to take care of that." And what I think the Lord's telling of the parable was about was to show the man who said, "Blessed is this banquet of the kingdom of heaven." He thought Jesus, when he got to Jerusalem, was going to just have a big banquet and everybody's going to come. Instead, of course, what the Lord Jesus was talking about was a heavenly banquet, a spiritual reality that we cannot conceive in our minds, but to which we can respond in our hearts. And it must be responded to. The invitation must receive a response. That's why in the story of the Master, he sends people out. He doesn't get anything back, any response back. Anybody home? No response. So he sends people out to get a response. And that's when the excuses begin to arrive. Now, there are many excuses. How many here have never made an excuse? See, we know what this is about, don't we? We really have something better to do that night. Now, we'll try to couch it in nice terms. But what we're really saying is, I've got something better to do than what you have for me. When we make such excuses for going out to a dinner or to an event. And sometimes, we have to say, this busy Christmas time, we have to say, no, I cannot do this because I have spiritual preparation to make for Christmas. And so I can't come to your party. I would like to. And if you had it after Christmas, I bet you I could. But because of all of the festivities that take place before the feast, then we don't have time to prepare, and we get so busy that we miss the spiritual invitation that the church gives to us. We, the church, the messengers, who are calling us and inviting us all, one another, to this heavenly banquet. This banquet which is culminated in the Lord's Supper. St. Cyril of Jerusalem reminds us what this heavenly banquet is. It's a banquet of love. It's a banquet, the agape, the divine love of God poured out, revealed to us. St. Cyril says the holy agape is the sublime, the saving creation of the Lord. And agape is in reality heavenly food, a banquet of the Word. Agape or love bears all things, endures all things, hopes all things, for love never fails. And so what St. Cyril is doing is saying, look, this heavenly banquet that we are invited to is heavenly, and its character is love. Now, I will ask you, your Christmas this year, thus far, this preparation of Christmas, has it been love? If it isn't, reject it, because that's not the real banquet. The banquet is the banquet of love to which we are invited. Accept the invitation to nothing less and bring your gift of love to that banquet. That's what our feast is to be about and what we are invited to. Love. Let that be the character. You see, this holy Eucharistic liturgy that we're celebrating is the agape. This is our foretaste of the heavenly agape that is fulfilled in the Lord's second coming. But it is already a participation in that. And that's why this must be a communion and a community of love. This is what the saints, like St. Cyril, like St. Nicholas, show us. To choose the love banquet, the real banquet, the important one. You know, this is a banquet that nobody can crash. I always laugh when I think of that, the couple that crashed the White House party. Remember that year or two ago? They just managed to crash the party. Well, guess what? You can't crash this party. You have to come by invitation. And it's an invitation of love from the Lord. And the only way to accept it is to love Him in return. And say, yes, Lord, I want to come and I want to be with you. And I want to be a part of this banquet, this kingdom of heaven that you begin to reveal to me in love. And it is a love that is shared, a love that is experienced, a love that is real, not the phony kiss-kiss that you see in the world today, but a true and authentic love. It is a love for the poor. And so what does the Lord Jesus say? But hey, look, you guys that are invited to this banquet of love, you reject it, so I'm going to send my messengers out to the poor. Because they're special to me, because I love them specially. And oh, by the way, they don't have to accept the invitation. This banquet is so important for me to get them there, I'm going to force them to come in. This shows us, by the way, that we who are free have a great responsibility. We who have received the gospel have a greater responsibility than those who have not, for they don't know better. But we know better, or we should know better. And if we still reject the Master's invitation and still just simply allow our lives to be consumed by all of the things of this life, oxen, farms, wives, brides, stuff, then we are the saddest of God's people. And we will remain outside the banquet. None shall partake of the heavenly banquet who will not choose in love to come and respond freely by their will. There are some here who may yet reject this Eucharistic banquet of the Lord. Some who may reject that invitation on Christmas, which is a sad thing, but it cuts right to the heart of this invitation that the Lord gives to us. Every time that we decide to take a week off of church, that's what we're doing, is rejecting the Lord's invitation to us, the invitation to love and draw near to Him, to the Word made flesh, who then shares His flesh with us. So as we come to this time, may the Lord fill us with His love and with His grace. And I'm going to ask a question, and that is this. He who desires to fill us with grace and open to us this banquet and this kingdom, this agape feast, do you desire that? How much do you desire to enter into the Lord's feast? Is it more important to you than anything else in the world? Only those who can say yes to that question will enter. May the Lord give us in our hearts the deepest desire to enter into the fullness of this relationship with Him that He offers to us. A relationship that begins on this earth, that begins by His becoming flesh and becoming one of us, but doesn't end here, but rather leads us to heaven. May our response and our prayer be, Lord, may Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not my will be done on earth, and thus depriving myself of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.